Clarion Books and Harper Audio present The Windeby Puzzle, History and Story by Lois Lowry. Read by Lois Lowry, Lauren Ezzo, and Andrew Gibson. This is Lois Lowry. A note before we begin. For images and information about the archaeological artifacts, discussion questions, a bibliography, and more, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/The Windeby Puzzle. For my German family, Margaret, Jürgen, Nadine, and Sinue. Part 1. History.
Hold it! Stop the engine!
The heavy machinery fell silent. The operator peered down from the cab.
Why? What's wrong?
Look, we pulled up a leg.
Holy.
The workers fell silent. They stared at the thing dangling from the metal digging claw.
Think it's from a stag?
One asked finally. But they all knew it wasn't an animal's leg. It was human. It was May 1952, on an estate called Windeby in northern Germany. Workmen, using modern cutting equipment, were removing peat from a small bog the day that one of them saw what he thought at first was a large animal bone. It wasn't. It was a human lower leg, and they quickly discovered that their machinery had also brought up a foot and a hand. Thinking they had unearthed a crime scene, they turned off their equipment and summoned the police. A museum curator and his assistants also rushed to the scene. After an examination of what had been found almost 5 feet below the surface of the bog, they explained to the police that this was not an unsolved murder, at least not in the usual sense. These body parts, scientists eventually determined, were around 2,000 years old, from the first century AD, the time now known as the Iron Age. The workmen had uncovered what was known as a bog body, which means just that, a body found buried in a peat bog. Hundreds of them have been discovered over the last two centuries. The oldest is a Danish woman, known to anthropologists as Kulbjerg woman, who died around 8,000 BC. Peat is a curious substance. It's created in wetlands where vegetation, plants, grasses, moss, never fully decays because of a high acid content. This organic semi-decayed material, peat, built up over centuries to become a thick, mucky, and waterlogged swamp or bog. Harvested, compressed, and dried, peat has been used as fuel for countless years. It still is in some places. In earlier days, chunks of peat were dug by hand using spades, then dried and piled beside primitive farmhouses. More recently, sophisticated mechanical equipment does the same job of cutting and compressing the substance. Today, you can find peat moss, a substance harvested from peat, for sale in garden centers along with fertilizer and compost. Adding it to your garden will help the soil retain moisture. At night in a peat bog, gases produced by the bog materials ignite when they encounter oxygen, creating flickering lights that scientists call bioluminescence.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?